You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're well.
It's your buddy JB, host of America's number one third-rate podcast, Gives Zero. And we're glad to have you. Time for your daily dose. So, have you seen the new Star Trek? It's been out about a season or so, this Strange New Worlds thing. Now, I'm an old Trek guy from way on back. I mean, I was born, you know, in the 60s, TOS, the original series. I'm digging the new Trek, way digging it. And I'm going to tell you why. It's real. And when I mean real, it's this. It's really good Trek. And let me roll back for you and tell you why. And get to the topic. This all ties in together, so bear with me. So here we go. So growing up on Star Trek as a kid, and I realized that the scripts were putting in social commentary here and there, et cetera, but at the end of the day, the uniforms, the colors of the sets, everything was, you know, this is a black and white era, and here all this color stuff is, and it's awesome. And it's got spaceships, and it's got dudes that are tough and girls that are curvy and they're blowing up and chasing the bad guys, and it's over the top. It's ridiculous and over the top. It's campy. It's not as bad as Batman on TV, but it's pretty campy. But I loved it. And I loved it because it was diversion. I mean, I'm a kid, right? What kind of diversions do I need? But still, it was escapist fantasy. And that being said, I knew it wasn't real. Wasn't trying to shove something down my throat. And the later ones are that way too. As a matter of fact, it's a strong homage back to the original series because it's literally ridiculous. The sets and everything are amazing, and the effects are amazing. I mean, they're above Star Wars level. I mean, it's for a weekly series, it's impressive. Okay? But I always knew back as a kid, and even today, that it has nothing to do with me trying to pay my bills. It has nothing to do with trying to just not die in this crazy world and takes me away from all the stupidity that's out there. Now, I say that to go here. And I'm a kid, and I know this. I'm not necessarily aware of the mechanism of that or why that's important to me, but I knew it wasn't the same old, and it was temporary. For an hour, I could watch Captain Kirk chase a green girl around, and hopefully the good guys win. So in New York the other day, there's this social media influencer. It's Kai Cenat or whatever his name is. He's like the number one guy in social media here as an influencer last year or this year or something like that. Millions of 200 something million impressions or video plays on his YouTube channel and everything else. He's a gamer. He does all these stupid videos, and it's some of it's comedy, some of it's this. But the main thing is they had promised, a quick show up and give away some prizes and stuff, gift cards, a PlayStation, et cetera, in New York City. About a jillion kids showed up, and they tore the place to absolute hell and back. I mean, tore it to pieces. I mean, there was an army of cops out there blasting tear gas trying to disperse this crowd. They lost their flip because everybody couldn't get a damn gift card or whatever else. You know, a lot of it's the usual suspects out there tearing shit to hell and back, but they did. I don't think that the latter generations, and certainly kids right now, kids today, let the old man talk. It's rich kids on my lawn. I don't think that the current generation who has grown up with a screen in their hand get reality. Now, I know they know it exists, because they have to eat and they have to poop and they have to go to school and they have to do it. But what I'm saying is that going back to my experience, I never thought of Star Trek as my preferable choice versus physically doing something tangible in my hands, going out and meeting people, enjoying the beauty that this world has and everything else. It was an escape. It was a fun frolic through, you know, fantasy land for a short minute. But I never withdrew from my family and friends to get my nose stuck in Star Trek 24/7. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you go and you walk in. My parents never walked in on me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm watching Star Trek. Or I'm dreary-eyed going late to school because of Star Trek. Or tear up New York City because of that fantastical other thing besides having to deal with bills. And where the rubber meets the road on this, where I'm going with this ultimately, though, is this. So I'm thinking about, because I always am, I'm thinking about the crazy stupid that's going on in Washington, how it affects each and every one of our lives, both within the country and outside the country, and see the imaginary browbeat that is put down, you know, because parents want to say something about a trans in their bathroom at school, and suddenly you're a terrorist. Because Star Trek or not, that shit's real. Because jail's a real thing. So whenever you're posting online, and, you know, you can have freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach, well, that's skirting the First Amendment and pacifying it. But you're on our platform, so we're just going to sit there and shadow ban you or throttle your reach on whatever it is you do. And trust me, I know how this works. I'm totally banned from Facebook forever. Anything Meta forever. Give Zero's only been back on Twitter for less than a year. And our band, Project Hayseed, has always been banned from Twitter. It's never coming back. And Give Zero, the only reason I went back to it is because they idiotically sent me an email that says, hey, you know what? We undid your ban. And I'm like, you know what, you SOBs? Okay, I'm in. Don't have the reach I used to, but I'm still doing it. So you can speak, but you can't be heard. Now, weirdly enough, what is heard is teachers in school saying, oh, no, Gadsden flag, you're not having that. Or we'll shove gay sexual studies into a 5 or 6-year-old's brain because, you know, rainbow love, that is heard. Because their reach is going to be unbelievable. And you're kicking against it is your right, is your freedom of speech. But, you know, it's going to be throttled. So just like this idiot on YouTube and his social stuff, Star Trek, etc., that's pushed to the forefront. But it's not the reality of things. They know the importance of owning that space. They know the importance of banning your speech while theirs is put out there because, well, that kind of thinking requires reality. That's real. And in a real world, we're guilty of corruption and bribery and selling out the United States soul to the highest bidder. And there's really no room for all this trans crap because it's a fad. And it's going to be a dangerous, bad fad that the space they've owned is going to do untold damage to kids. Your panic over COVID is owning that space and telling you, thou shalt be horrified. Because the voices that sit there and tell you about reality, well, no freedom of reach for you. I'm your buddy JB. You've been listening to Give Zero. We thank you. Find us on all the popular podcast platforms. Go to our website, givezero.com. Click the little donate button. Throw us a buck or two in the kitty. We'd appreciate it. You guys stay blessed out there. God bless you. Take care. Watch out for your kids. And let's warp out of here. Take care. Bye.